Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Speaking of South Australia, they've got the horse to beat in the South Australian Derby, Odeon. G'day, Simon. That was a very impressive win on the weekend.
Yeah, morning, Michael. Yeah, no, we're pretty pleased. He just slowly started to put everything together and, you know, just taking on the older horses. And probably, the smartest field he's sort of been up against. We're pretty nervous Saturday, but he's, you know, come out and got the job done.
And he did it so impressively. He just looks like one of those economical, easygoing stayers, a big striding horse that doesn't seem to exert much energy during the run, and he's just so strong at the end.
Yeah, look, we find that the quicker the tempo, the better he sort of finishes off. And in Adelaide, they didn't go over quick. They sort of set up, and it was a bit more of a sit and sprint. It didn't probably quite suit him and go through his gears. But on Saturday, he still wanted to do a little bit wrong mid-race, wanted to sort of overdo it a touch in some places, but when they sort of quickened and got going probably from the 1,000, he really came into his own, and you know, he let down really well. And you know, the pleasing thing is for us going to a derby that he ran through the line and was quite strong on the line. So going up an extra distance, you know, you'd think that on that he'd probably get the distance with no problem.
It was a nice ride by Caitlin Mallion. Will she keep the ride in the derby?
No, so she was warm in the seat, so at this stage it's either Jamie Mott or Damien Lane. So, unfortunately, you know, one of them is going to miss out, and, you know, they've both done a lot of work on him, and, you know, it's a tough call, so we'll sort of work that out during the week. And, you know, they're both fantastic riders and staying horses, and both got good hands. That's why we sort of went with Jamie when Damien went to Sydney, and you know, he just gets horses to relax nicely for him, and he's done a lot of work on him. So, yeah, it's a tough decision, but, we sort of made that call during the week.
That was his fourth run this time in. Has he got any improvement heading to the mile and a half out of that race?
Oh, look, definitely. We sort of sat down probably 3 months ago and sort of planned it all, you know, where we're going to, you know, as long as everything goes to plan and things like that. But it was on purpose to keep him home. Give him a 3-week break in between Adelaide being his first trip away, and if anything, he probably got around it up and was probably a touch on the fresh side Saturday, and from here on in he's probably just cherry ripe. So it's, you know, it's sort of been a long term plan, and everything sort of at this stage seems to be going to it. And it definitely was improving out of Saturday, and even just if he switches off a bit more mid race, that'll help him.
We know the South Australian Derby is normally a rung below the A graders that race in the spring and then in Sydney during the autumn. But do you think this galloper is one that could make that step up in the future?
Oh, look, I think so. I think we've really taken our time with him in the spring. You know, to the credit to the owners, and we wanted to stop him, you know, on a Derby plan and geld him, and you know, they said do what you got to do. And We weren't tempted to bring him back after a month and 6 weeks. We gave him 9 weeks in the paddock, so he had a really good rest to get over everything. And he's just a slow maturing horse. And I think the preparation after their gelding preps can be a bit funny. And then the second one, they're probably at their best. So I definitely think there's a lot of improvement in him mentally and physically. And when he just sort of learns to relax and use that turn of foot, you might see an exciting horse in the spring.
Yeah, well, it certainly does sound exciting for him. What do you make of Whistle Baby on the weekend?
Still trying to get out, I think. No fault of Ben Thompson. Everything fanned all day off the fence, and except for that race. And normally Caitlin goes on Charmed Harmony, goes quite quick and rolls along and strings them out, and she took a sit Saturday. So not a lot went to plan. You know, you can't jump him, unfortunately. He has copped a bit of flack for his ride, but You know, if the runs aren't there, you can't take them. As simple as that. And sometimes barrier one can be the worst barrier if you're not getting a lot of luck. And she just seems to run into that. But we've got one more crack at a bit of black type with her in 3 weeks up the straight. And then she'll be back to the breeding barn. So hopefully, you know, she'll freshen up nicely and go up the straight in 3 weeks' time.
Okay. And I see you've got a couple of runners today at Mornington. Good chances. Who do you think's your best there? You've got Bizot in race six and you've got River Goddess in race eight.
Yeah, look, I think Bizot's sort of starting to work it out. It wasn't a bad win the other night. She's had a share of problems and seems to be over that. And River Goddess has been a bit disappointing. Her first up run was outstanding and then she sort of tapered off since. But look, we've sort of freshened her up a little bit. She's sort of been going over the hurdles here at home, trying to smarten her up a bit. So, look, I think they've both got good little each way chances today.
And then this Saturday coming up, have you got Sword of Light heading to the Oaks in South Australia?
Yeah, this day she'll go there. If all's well, she'll have a gallop tomorrow morning and then, we'll plan to go there if all's well. So, you know, obviously the 2000s, going to be the question mark, but she just seems to sort of relax now. And I thought she ran a pretty strong mile the other day and ran through the line. So, we're excited about her, but just hopefully, the 2000s not beyond her.
Team's going really well at the moment. Simon, thanks for having a chat to us.
No worries, anytime, Michael.
Simon Zara.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.